Hello there.
Ma'am. My name is Tony from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a moment to please help us out?
How long will this take?
Ma'am, it'll take about 6-7 minutes. I'll do it as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your help. All right, give me one moment here. Let me start off. All right. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quickly as possible, and we really appreciate your time. All right, just a moment here. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? All right, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African-American.
All right, thank you. And what is your age?
58.
Okay. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What was the second one?
Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'd say satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read a list here. Improving the economy or improving K-12 public school education, reducing gun violence or standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, or fighting inflation, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting LGBTQ rights. I know there's a lot. I'm going to go through them, and I can go through them again for you. So if
okay.
you, there's like two that kind of you decide those are the ones, keep them in mind. The next one,
yeah.
Protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, or providing affordable child care, or protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, or reducing crime, or increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration. Out of those two, which, if you had to, which were the two most?
Well, the gun violence, definitely reducing gun violence, and
uh-huh.
the one about the disparities, I think it was, with maternal health.
Okay, I see it. Investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer?
Yes, that,
okay.
those two.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let me move on. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think they're about the same.
Staying the same, right? And thinking
yes.
about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salaries are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
In Florida, they're definitely behind.
Falling behind. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. I'm going to read a
okay.
list here. Poor life choices and values by some, or racism and discrimination, or lack of good paying job opportunities, or too many people depending on the government for handouts, or not enough good role models, or inadequate programs to help people in poverty, or unfair or rigid economic system for the rich, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, poor work ethic, the breakdown of the traditional family structure. I know there's, I can go over them if you want.
Yeah. Okay, what was number one again?
Poor life choices and values by some.
Okay, that one.
Okay, then we got racism
and discrimination. No, not that one.
Lack of good-paying job opportunities?
No.
Too many people depending on the government for handouts?
Yes.
Okay. And let's move on here. Now, thank you. And now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. I'm going to read a list. Let me know the top two aloud. too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets, broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, or a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, too many guns flooding our streets, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, or too many young people not being properly parented and raised, or inflation and the rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by, not enough police officers on the streets, reduced funding for public services to help people in need, inadequate programs to help lower-income people, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values and movies, or prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. I know that's quite a list. Which one?
Yes.
Which one that stand out? I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, one of them definitely is the one about letting the criminals out too soon.
Okay. A broken bail and parole system, which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Okay. And the next one?
Okay. Let's see.
I can go over it if you want.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Thank you. The first one, too many people suffering from mental illness on our streets, or a lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, or too many guns flooding our streets, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, a lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, too many young people not being properly parented and raised.
That one.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on here. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all. A lot. Okay. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I oppose it.
All right. And do you somewhat or strongly oppose it?
Strongly.
Strongly oppose it. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have not heard of a person or organization, ma'am, please say so. That's fine.
Okay.
Black Lives Matter or BLM? 0 to 100.
100%.
Okay. And Hakeem Jeffries.
100%.
All right. The gay rights movement.
100%.
All right. Joe Biden.
100%.
Donald Trump.
0.
Critical race theory or CRT?
0.
Kevin McCarthy.
0.
Beyonce?
75.
Okay. And Ron DeSantis?
0.
All right. And Kamala Harris?
We'll give her a 75, too.
Okay. Barack Obama?
100.
The feminist movement?
60.
60. And the NAACP?
75.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Let me continue. We're already at like 55%. I know it's taking a little bit longer. I'll do it quickly as possible. Thank you for your time. Now, I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, ma'am, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you. Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Crime and violence in this country?
5.
All right. The country's economy going into a recession soon?
5.
Climate change?
10.
And affirmative action ending?
An 8.
and 8. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. And let me go with the first one. Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff. How do you feel about that?
Yes. Agree.
Strongly. Thank you.
Strongly.
Ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. The next one, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
All right, thank you. Now the next one, the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
All right, thank you. The next one, the government should provide free child care to all families. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignments such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, and the next one. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on here. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? All right, let me see here. I'm going to read a list, and you let me know which one applies. Mothers adopting a child or when dealing with a mental health episode. If you feel the one that I'm reading off applies, let me know, and I could select it for you. All right.
Yes, they should be given time.
So mother adopting a child? Yes.
Yes.
What about when dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
All right. Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
All right. Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
All right. Mothers giving birth to a child?
Is there in between?
Okay. It says, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give the workers paid time off? So, yeah, mothers giving birth to a child, would you include that one?
I would say yeah.
Okay. And fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
All right. Death of a family member?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not very often.
Okay. Very often?
Yes.
Okay, very often. Thank you. And here, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Let me read it, and you let me know. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay, thank you. Does not apply. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
All right, thank you. Does not apply. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay, so this doesn't apply to you, the household? No. And violent crimes such as an assault?
Yes.
Okay, does that apply to your household or to you, ma'am?
To someone in the household.
In the household. Okay, thank you. Let's move on. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay. I'm going to read some categories, but you mentioned it. Postgraduate master's degree. Thank you. Thanks. And now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Thank you, ma'am. And now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. All right. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban, thank you, ma'am. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS, is that very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Not that often.
Not that often. Fox News?
Never.
Very seldom to never?
Yeah, seldom to never.
What about your local TV news? Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Not that often.
All right. MSNBC?
Not that often.
CNN?
Very often.
Very often. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Let's continue. We're at 92%, almost done. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I would say I'm more of an independent.
Independent. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance or other?
Health insurance by employer.
Health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer. Thank you. Now, who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse? You. Okay. Thank you. Now, would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 150,000, 150,000 to 250,000, or over 250,000.
75 to, what was that, 100?
100, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Well, this does conclude our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your participation. And personally, it was a pleasure interviewing you for the survey. All right? Thanks for your help.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one. Take care, ma'am.
You too.